You're listening to Fan of a Fan, an independently produced podcast for stans by stans. I'm Augie.
And I'm Kayla. Hey y'all, so this week we're gonna do a quick rundown of some things in pop culture you may have missed due to the election
and the world burning,
infiltrating all of our safe spaces. And then we'll break down what it's like to stan on different social media platforms like Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, etc. But before you get into the show, make sure you use hashtag FOAFPOD when you're listening and tweeting about it so we can see you guys' tweets and reply to you guys. So yeah.
Thanks so much. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, guys. So like we mentioned, crazy shit was happening last week, and we were all kind of running around like chickens with our heads cut off. So we're just going to jump into a couple of pop culture stories that you may have missed last week. And the first one is probably my personal favorite, is that Rob Kardashian and... oh my God, I was about to say Amber Rose. Sorry. Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna finally had their baby girl. And,
yes,
you know,
the dream,
literally the dream. Her name is Dream Dream Renee Kardashian, which, I mean,
come on, name.
Look, Blac Chyna knows exactly what she's doing. And she's adorable. She looks exactly like Rob, which I think it's amazing because babies usually look like aliens when they are first born.
Yes, but she has her father's face. Exactly. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think she was like 80 weeks pregnant. It felt like she had been pregnant forever.
Right?
So she finally dropped that load. But yeah, I'm happy for him, you know. It has been a whirlwind.
Yeah, this whole relationship.
and then the same week Dream is born, we see Kylie out in public with
King
playing like auntie stepmom thing. This is like some mess you see on Facebook, but like the only difference is they have millions of dollars.
Exactly. It's so true. I mean, I don't know how they keep it functioning and going, but like it's still, I mean, you still know that at the core of it, like this is a family that loves each other. They go through some crazy stuff, but they love harder than a lot of other people we see in the public eye. So it's cool. I'm happy for them. I mean, she's adorable. It'll be cool to see how this progresses. And, you know, it's I'm happy for Rob for sure because he's had a really rough couple of years. Yeah.
Oh, and you can follow her on Instagram, by the way.
Okay, so this baby has a verified Instagram account already.
Yeah, but I remember Tyga and Blac Chyna actually had a page for King when he was born as well.
Aww.
So, I mean, this is not the first time Blac Chyna has done this. I saw a few people, like, saying they were exploiting the baby. But, like, to me, exploiting a baby is, like, selling their first pictures to People magazine.
Yeah. Like you said, like, going out with these magazine covers and, you know, getting all this money and stuff for it, to me, that is more exploitative than just being on social media. I mean, Lord knows what kind of deals Instagram cuts, but like I don't think it's like that. I don't think it's that serious. But yeah, what else happened last week?
Big Sean announced that him and Jhené Aiko will be releasing another 2088 album.
Which is interesting. And, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. It's cool. Like, I liked the first one.
Same.
I saw people on Twitter calling it a flop, but it seemed to be like pretty popular. I don't know if people bought it, but I know people streamed it and stuff like that. I mean, it's really cool to see, you know, a duo like them get together and make music because they make really good music together.
Yeah, they're great artists.
I mean, obviously they have great chemistry.
Yeah.
They're like with each other or whatever. So, I mean, it works. I like it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love them as a couple like so, so much.
They're cute.
And I just think both of them, I feel like Big Sean especially does not shy away from collaborating with his significant others. Like he has a few songs with Ariana Grande. And so I think it's cool that they kind of went from like, okay, we seem to have chemistry on this one song, let's turn it into a whole album. Like, I think it's cool that they're letting themselves flex those muscles. I don't know how well it's going to be received. The first one, like you said, was like, oh, you know, weirdly received by some people. But 2088 had some bops to me. Like, even if I didn't listen to the whole album, like, there were a few songs that I was really cool with. And I think they're both also dropping their, like, solo albums projects, too. So I'm excited for Big Sean's next thing.
So what do we have next?
Next, there is... So Dave Chappelle made a comeback this past weekend, and he hosted SNL, which was hilarious and very timely.
I was dying.
I think it was, like, perfect timing after, you know, the election and stuff to have him, like, someone who you could trust to, like, hold it down.
Yeah, I was not nervous about it at all.
So I thought it was cool. I thought it was really cool. The opening monologue, like... I don't know if an SNL opening monologue has ever made me cry the way his did. Yeah. Like, that, I don't know. Like, I had mixed feelings about the whole thing, though, because part of it, because of how raw, like, my emotions were all week, it almost felt too soon to be, like, joking about it. But I did hear people saying the opposite, like, wow, I really needed this. So I feel like it affected people on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I mean, it was just hilarious to me. The monologue in the beginning was amazing. Mm-hmm. Somebody had tweeted, they said something like, NBC is about to get hit with a bunch of FCC fines. Because, I mean, he was just giving you every curse word known to man. But, I mean, I just really enjoyed it. It was really funny. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the episode was really good as well. You know, not just the opening monologue. Kate McKinnon was really good in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
Singing Hallelujah. I was waiting for the joke.
Yeah, no.
The whole time I was watching, I'm like, where's the joke?
Serious?
But it was serious. And I was like, oh,
there was no, shit. There was no Donald Trump. No Alec None. Baldwin, which I found really, really fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, even though, like, SNL has been definitely under criticism.
Especially after
they let him host, him on the show a year ago. So... all that stuff was weird, but I think they completely nailed it with him, and I'm glad he was able to make, like, a great comeback like that.
Yeah, that, The Walking Dead skit was so funny. With all of his old characters, I was dying, that was such man.
I wasn't as into the Chappelle Show, like, when I was younger, but I just saw my timeline, and I could tell, like, everyone was just living.
Man, Tyrone Biggums, the crackhead, like that shit was funny. Like, I was so, because I was like, okay, he talked about his characters, which one is he gonna bring back? And he did many of the ones that people love. I was like, I was in my house, like, screaming laughing. It was so funny. I really enjoyed that, though. I definitely needed that at the end of the week.
Like, I feel like the overwhelming reaction was people who were like, man, I needed that. Like, I really needed this, like, lightness and fun and nostalgia, like, from, like you said, him bringing back his characters to A Tribe Called Quest performing. Like, people were just, like, taken out of what was, you know, this time. They were taken out of 2016 and taken back to a much simpler time, which I think everyone really needed.
I hope he comes back and does some more comedy.
I know. It'll be cool to see.
He disappears for such a long time.
It'll be cool to see, like, what he does next, for sure.
Yeah. Finally, we have some news about the royal family.
Yes, yes.
Prince Harry is dating a black girl.
Yes.
Is anyone surprised?
No.
Not me.
I feel like I've seen this for so many years. Like, it's like a recurring, like, dialogue that, you know, between the princes, like, Prince Harry's going to end up being the one dating a black girl. And here we are.
Yes.
2016. He's dating Meghan Markle from Suits. I don't know if you watch that show. I've never seen it, actually, but she's gorgeous.
She is.
Of course, there's been people coming at her with a lot of, like, abuse and whatnot and harassment on social media, which sucks, but, you know, honestly is not surprising. I think just this week, though, Harry did come out and, like, make some kind of statement through Kensington Palace, basically condemning, like, all the internet trolls and everything like that. I mean, she's gorgeous. They're a really great couple, I think. And it'll be awesome to see how this goes.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a black person.
I know.
You know, that's crazy.
I know.
I'm shocked. Look, I'm not surprised, but I'm shocked at the same time.
I just wonder, you know what I wonder mean? How like the royal family like actually feels about this, because you know how they hated Princess Diana. I mean, I know she wasn't black, but
they killed her, by the way.
Right. Just saying. So I can only imagine like how what the dynamic is like with Meghan. Like, I just feel like they're extremely hard to please, and unless mm-hmm. you live up to a certain standard. But honestly, like, Prince Harry has not ever seemed like the one to go by their rules, basically, like his mom.
Yeah.
And I feel like even William, like, Kate was not a royal or in those circles, you know, so I'm sure it took some convincing for them to accept her too. Anyway, I am fully invested in the royal family stuff. Yeah. Obviously,
I can't wait to see like them out in public and stuff like that. I was looking for pictures, and they haven't made a public appearance yet. Yeah. I don't think. But, I'm excited to see that. That's crazy.
It'll be cool. So, congrats. Best of luck to you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all should tweet us your thoughts on some of these stories, like how you felt about SNL.
And in the coming weeks, maybe tweet us some things you want us to talk about.
Yeah, that'll be really cool.
So, now we're going to get into what it's like to stan on different platforms like Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, etc. Mm-hmm. So, what is your favorite social media site for your stanning?
Okay, so it has evolved, actually. Like, it started, of course, like with message boards in MySpace. And I feel like MySpace was really, really great for music fandoms. Because, like, MySpace has always had, like, a weird connection to music. Now they're, like, trying to do it full force and no one is on it anymore. But, like, you know, it was a great place for artists to, like, get discovered, post their music and all of that. So it was really great for music stanning. Like, I remember Taylor Swift used to post her blog posts on MySpace, and it, like, all of her fans would be in the comments and she would be in the comments. Message boards were great for TV and music for me personally. In 2010, that evolved to Tumblr. So if we're talking about, like, modern social media, like, contemporary social media platforms, 2010, I was only a stan on Tumblr. Like, that is where my, quote-unquote, like, secret life of stanning lived. I don't know if I've ever admitted this before, but I actually used to run a One Tree Hill update account. on Tumblr, and it had
these are my confessions,
and it had it went up to like 50,000 followers. Like, it had a lot of followers. God. Because as the show was airing in its final years, it was an update account, and then like actually right when it ended, I kind of transformed the account into like a pop culture update account. Anyway, that was where my stanning really started, and actually in 2014 is when I made the move from having a Tumblr stan account to Twitter. And then I kind of just stayed there. And now, of course, I follow some, you know, update accounts and stuff on Tumblr, but most of my stan activity goes on Twitter. But yeah, that's my spiel. So what about you? Where did it all start for you?
Twitter stanning, honestly. I mean, before, I didn't really do message boards. With MySpace, it was kind of just me, myself, discovering music, I guess, and looking at vlog posts and stuff like that. But it wasn't really like me being in like a stan community, right. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it really started with Twitter. I made my Twitter and my Tumblr in 2009.
Oh my God.
And I've had both of them since then. So like let me pull it up real quick, really quick. I made my side account May 2013. Okay. So I've had that for about 3 years or whatever. And that's really where I learned what stan accounts were. I kind of knew what stanning was, but in terms of me being involved, it was Twitter. And it's always been Twitter. I never really took my stanning to Tumblr because I already had a following on Tumblr just for my personal stuff, you know what I mean? I used to do, like, I didn't used to do photography, like, professionally, but I used to.
We all had that phase.
Right, so, you know, I used to take pictures and stuff like that, and I put them on Tumblr, and, like, I gained a following from that, but I never, like, I'd hold myself back from reblogging certain things.
Yes, I have been there.
About, like, celebrities and stuff like that, because my page had this, like, aesthetic, you know what I mean? So, I couldn't, like, mess up the feng shui.
Exactly.
With Twitter, I can tweet 1,000 times a day, and it's just like, you know, it doesn't matter, and you're not like, oh, somebody's clogging up my dash and stuff like that. It would never be anything like that on Twitter. So I don't know if I've said this before, but Twitter is my favorite, you know, social media that I have been on, period. So, of course, it's my favorite place to do standing, you know, do my
standing. I still can't believe Twitter's free.
But... I know, man. It really is perfect.
I get so
it
much
is,
entertainment.
I mean, besides, like, they do have small flaws. Well,
of
not
course,
small flaws.
Yeah.
They have some big
flaws.
But I really do love Twitter. You know, like, I did not keep Vine for a really long time. Once Twitter allowed us to upload videos, it was like, okay, I'm out. You know, so it's like, Twitter is just, I don't know, it's perfect. I'm standing right now. But yeah, like, I've seen fan accounts on every social media website, pretty much, like Instagram, even YouTube, which is so, I don't know, I still don't get how they operate, but there are stan accounts
on YouTube. I really feel like it just kind of goes with the person's, what they're also interested in. Like, I feel like a lot of the Tumblr stans, you see most of the fanfic writers on Tumblr. You know, they have a very, you know, active Tumblr presence. The people who are really into making videos, like RIP Vine, but like stans were on Vine making those mini like fan videos, you know, and then the people who like more long form fan videos, they're on YouTube making them. And so it's like, I feel like part of it definitely has to do with what the person is into. Instagram. I feel like Instagram stans are like a wild card. Like, I don't really understand what standing on Instagram, like what the fun of it is. I feel like Twitter would be so much more fun.
It seems like more of a job than...
Yeah.
Maybe these people have Twitters and like they do their talking and stuff like that on Twitter. But in terms of like... You know, all they do is post a picture and then the caption will sometimes be something completely unrelated to the picture or the celebrity.
I was telling you yesterday, like, I follow a couple of Beyonce update accounts, but one fan account that I follow is like a throwback Beyonce account. And so they post all these throwback pictures of Beyonce. And I'm not talking about just Destiny's Child. It's like her Girls Time videos, like just like it'll be throwback pictures. But, like, one day, like, they posted a random photo and, like, the caption was just, like, you know, oh, don't think, like, y'all, like, I know that other account is getting into all this drama, but just don't think about, like, and just talking about something completely different, like you were saying. And it's just, like, this is how it functions. Like, and honestly, if you search any fandom, like, they all have a presence on Instagram in some way, shape, or form.
And it, I mean, these pages have hundreds of thousands of followers.
And like, they're doing a lot of the same stuff we do on Twitter, but it's just in this... They're fitting it in this platform that you just would not expect it to be on, you know? So instead of their tweets, it's like... the captions and you're gonna have to read that, and sometimes the photo itself has words on it, and and you know, they really enjoy
feels like
it
so much
they
work.
Really do enjoy it. So I mean, it's like, I'm not knocking y'all, but I would love to hear from like someone who identifies as more like a stan on Instagram and like what the appeal of it is, because it just maybe it's just because I'm so used to using Instagram in a certain way, so I just can't fathom using it to do my standing as well. But yeah, like, I would love to hear from y'all, because I don't get it. But I think it's still great, because it truly proves that stanning evolves depending on what platform you're on, which I think is really cool.
Yeah. So let's quickly talk about, I mentioned it, how I would stop myself from reblogging certain things. But let's talk about stanning one way on Twitter and then being completely different, say, on Tumblr or whatever.
Yeah.
Like... So you have two different ways of standing.
Yeah, I mean, like, on Twitter, it's, like you said, you're not limiting yourself on posting anything. You're most likely talking about everyday stuff that doesn't even involve what you're standing for. You know, it's very, like, it's almost, this is going to sound confusing, but it's almost like the Snapchat of standing. It's like, you just kind of post, like, random stuff, like, and everything goes.
Yeah.
Whereas on Tumblr, like, I'm not even doing that many original posts to begin with. Like, most of my posts are honestly just reblogs of my fave. Like, that's basically what it is. And also, a lot of my Tumblr, like I mentioned before, a lot of my Tumblr standing involves fanfics, too. Because, you know, most of the fanfic accounts are on Tumblr. And also, Tumblr, in addition to the fanfics, like, there's people who do the... Have you ever seen the role-playing thing?
Oh, my God.
You know, so it's like there's that where people will assign roles, and this could literally just be like, okay, so accepting applications for the Jonas Brothers and Miley Cyrus and Selena Gomez. We're going to recreate, like, you know, Disney Channel 2008. Like, it's just like, it can be anything from, you know, stuff like that where fans will have, like, a quote-unquote role, and they will, that's part of, like, what makes Tumblr standing fun for some people. Like, it's just a part of that Tumblr identity. That's the thing. Like, I think in general, Tumblr is known for just this, it's this really obscure, weird little cousin of social media platforms. Yes, like, anything goes on Tumblr. You know, you never know what you're going to come across. It's just, some of the stuff is just plain weird, you know?
I've seen some of those roleplay pages make it to Twitter, and man, they are terrible.
I don't want it to seem like I'm dragging Tumblr stans, because I was one of you. But it's just, there's some, you know, really, like, really obscure stuff that goes on Tumblr, whereas with Twitter, I just feel like it's more of a natural way of standing, I guess. And what I mean when I say natural is just kind of like, it's just people who have a common interest coming together and talking about that thing. There's no random, like, there's nothing extra that goes on to make it more interesting or fun or weird. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's very surface level, and it just is what it is on Twitter. And I feel like people,
I keep thinking about these role play accounts.
No, it's a thing that happens, and there was a little bit of it on MySpace too. And I feel like it's something that definitely was inherited from MySpace fandoms.
Man, it's I totally forgot about role play accounts, because I haven't seen one in such a long time. So when you brought it up, I'm just thinking about, like, I think the last one I saw was like a One Direction one, and it was, of course, it was smutty, and it was just, it was
so
filth.
Bad.
It was just disgusting.
It's like people playing out their fan fiction dreams, basically, but like in real time. Yes. It's not just a couple of paragraphs. It's like accounts dedicated to pretending like you're these people.
Whole ass accounts.
And
so crazy.
Yeah, like, I think for me, I definitely do prefer the Twitter standing, because, like I said, it feels, for me, and maybe that's what I meant by more natural. For me personally, it feels more natural because it's not any of that other, like, extra stuff that goes on that is, you know, a part of being a fan on Tumblr. I don't know, like, how you kind of switch it up depending on what platform you're on.
Like I said earlier, like, there used to be a time where I wouldn't even reblog, like, say, somebody from Fifth Harmony or whatever. But I follow Fifth Harmony blogs and stuff, but I'd never reblog it because, I don't know, I didn't want to. But now I see Normani all over my dash anyway, I have no shame.
She has become mainstream.
They love her on Tumblr, so I have no problem with it now. But, like, I don't know, I just feel like I'm so limited on Tumblr. And with Twitter, I can do whatever. I can do and say whatever.
I used to feel limited on Tumblr. And by the way, like, my Tumblr that I had for 6 years, just recently, I lost access to. So I'm kind of still in mourning. But part of the reason why I did create, like, an account, an extra stan account on Twitter, was because, like, even if it's not about caring what other people think, sometimes you just want a space where you're just surrounded by people of that particular fandom. And that is reason in and of itself to create a fan account, you know, not because you're hiding, you know?
Yeah. For me, it wasn't really because of my followers. Honestly, it was the aesthetic of my blog. I could not mess that up. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I wasn't that into my blog aesthetic, so that wasn't as much of an issue.
Oh, yeah, like changing the theme often, customizing themes. I was into all of that. Now it's kind of like I get on it for about 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. But before, I used to spend hours and hours and hours on Tumblr till the dashboard like crashed my computer one time. Like, yeah. So, I mean, I really used to be into it and stuff like that, which I'm not really anymore. It's probably because I deleted my old one at like 3,000 followers. Mm-hmm. I was so upset about that. But yeah, I mean, it's standing is different on every platform. Yeah. But if you are Instagram stan and you listen to this show, please tell me how it works. Yeah,
like, especially with the algorithm that exists now where, like, your post timing is all off.
Oh, my God. Like, how do please change that Instagram,
how do you keep
please.
Up with people? And, you know, because to me, the most important, my favorite part of standing is, like, that community, which is why I don't, you know, does Snapchat fandom exist? Like, are... I doubt it.
I can't even imagine.
I doubt it. But, like, honestly, a lot of kids are now using Snapchat Messenger more than, like, text message. So I don't. That made me sound really old, but I feel like they are.
kids these days.
So, I don't know. Maybe for them, like, they're still able to find, the like, a community on platforms like Instagram and Snapchat. For me, I feel like with those, I feel very much like I'm in my own silo, and I'm, like, kind of just... yelling out into the void. But with Twitter, it doesn't feel like that. I constantly feel engaged and like people are like, you know, there. Like I truly feel that. But I know again that it definitely isn't like that for everyone on the other platforms.
Yeah, shout out to Twitter.
Yes, that's, I feel like we've agreed that that is our personal favorite.
So now we're going to get into our fave and flop of the week. And if this is your first time here, that is our favorite thing of the week and our least favorite thing of the week. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
Okay, so my fave of the week goes to a myriad of things, mm-hmm. to be honest. My usual TV shows.
Yes.
That kind of like helped me escape from the election and its results for a little while. New music releases like Emily Sandé's album, which is really good. My Friends and White Wine. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite thing.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Friends and Wine, for sure.
Yes.
So what's your flop?
My flop.
I know.
My flop of the week. I was actually going to give my flop to He Who Must Not Be Named, mm-hmm. but I mm-hmm. won't. Instead, I'm going to give it to stans that find ways to completely invade the privacy of celebrities, yes. of their favorite celebrities. And I'm talking about fans that go to extreme measures to find things, you know, just so they can say like they knew it first or to prove some, you know, to like prove someone wrong on some tin hat ass and conspiracy theory. I think it's kind of ridiculous, you know, and we've said before that social media makes it easier for fans to feel like they're like close to the celebrity or that they're entitled to know everything about them. But like, you know, this is the real world as well, you know. These are real people and they have to deal with you finding things about them that like weren't told to you for a reason, or even if it wasn't a secret, it's just like this wasn't put in plain view for you to find. So you going through all of this shit to find it and then exposing it, whatever it may be, like it just seems so ridiculous. And that part of standing, I will never understand. I don't want you to explain it to me.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Don't do it.
Just stop. Delete your account.
I don't know. It's just really strange. And I like, if you feel a way about this, it's because it's you I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Get your life together.
Yeah.
That's it. That is my flop of the week.
Y'all need to go.
Get your life.
Anyway, so my fave of the week goes to like a very, very simple line in a song.
Okay.
Okay, so on any given day, I have listened to the song We by Jeremih like 20 times. So I don't know why this song,
I
it
love
just
that
like
song.
Always cheers me up. And anytime I listen to it once, like I have to have it on repeat. And it's a basic song, but it still makes me so happy. His voice makes me happy. And, you know, obviously this week has been insane. Like, whether you were covering the election or not, it just felt like it hit us all in a million different ways. And mm-hmm. I was kind of trying to deal with it through the whole week. And this one line in the song where he sings, I swear that everything's just going to be all right. Like, mm-hmm. it's, again, very simple. And I don't know why I'm seeking comfort from Jeremiah. But, like, when I hear him sing it, it does make me happy. And it does make me smile. And even through all the craziness, like, it actually was helping to cheer me up. So that's my favorite of the week. My flop of the week was just the week. the week. Simple as that. That's the flop of the week is this that entire
simple
week.
Simple as that.
But shout out to good music, because I don't know what we would do without it, because that's truly what helped me get through was all my self-care playlists.
You know, not to be fake deep, but music is my life.
Yeah, same. Hashtag relatable. Your hashtag relatable.
Well, guys,
thank you for listening. Episode 8.
Almost to the double digits. We're doing it.
And doing it well. Okay.
All right, Ella.
I had to. Shout out to our amazing DJ Magic, a.k.a. Dion, DJ a.k.a. Magic. The Brat, which is what I call her. That's what I have her saved as in my phone. She produced all the music you hear at the beginning and the end of every single episode. She's great. You can follow her on Twitter and SoundCloud at Your Girl DJ Magic. Check out all her mixes.
And you can follow the show's Twitter account at The Fan Podcast. And you can follow our personals. I'm not going to tell you. Just go look in the description box.
Look in the description box, because this ain't a spelling bee. So I'm sorry. Like, if we were to spell every single thing out, you guys would get tired of us. Man. So just check out the description box and then send us some tweets and some love. It's almost Thanksgiving. Send us some patty pies for Thanksgiving.
I still haven't tried one. I don't really like pie though. Okay. So.
Well, yeah, I have not tried one either, but it's because all last year it was like sold out. So sold I need out, to get one now before it you know happens again.
But yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
for listening.
Guys. Have a good week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.